and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of novelist and essayist Toni Morrison, born Chloe Anthony Wofford in Lorain, Ohio, 1931. Her first big success was her novel Song of Solomon, 1977, best known for her novel Beloved, which came out in 1987, winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. And it's the birthday of Helen Gurley Brown, born in Green Forest, Arkansas, 1922, who wrote a book, came out in 1962, called Sex and the Single Girl, which led her to a long career as editor of Cosmopolitan magazine. Here's a poem for today by George Bradley, entitled Leaving Kansas City. Kansas City depends a lot on the way you look at it. If you approach from the west, it takes on a certain weary beauty, misguided, uninspired, familiar. But driving through from the east, it's just another group of grubby people after you thought you'd passed all that. Lying partly on ground that considered being a bluff and partly on the plain, it's a city where different states are possible for people who don't often get that kind of choice. In the middle, running nowhere from nowhere, is the Missouri, a river that moves off like a lake that got a little restless. There are a few office buildings from the late 30s, which is when the government stopped giving them away, and when folks here stopped worrying about keeping up with the times. The city pumps out smog absent-mindedly, because that is what big cities do. You didn't know you loved it till you left it. From now on, there isn't much of anything. Several towns like Abilene, which mean a lot in the movies, and one or two ghost towns if you want to be where other people decided not to be. Steadily, inexorably, the desolation opens out in front of you. There is some satisfaction in realizing that it's just as bad as you heard it was. The sun burns everything jackrabbit brown, and nothing grows high enough to be noticed. Infrequently and in questionable taste, there are garish green spots of irrigation where someone just gave it up and stayed. Before long, you've traveled to the point where it would be pointless to turn back. The next point of reference is 20 miles off, an ill-defined part of the horizon, a slight rise, like the one 20 miles back. You find so much ground to pass over that covering it quickly isn't much help. On the only radio station, a voice explains in an accent you wouldn't have thought possible the most practical way of doing something it would never have occurred to you to do. The voice is distant and doesn't seem aimed at you. By now, you've lost track of precisely what you had in mind. You move on because for some reason you have come here to do that, although what you are doing is completely unremarkable. You wouldn't know to look around, but they take this route every day. Incredibly, people far worse equipped than yourself did the same thing a long time ago. You move on because somewhere up ahead, if you remember right, if you're going the right way, if everything they told you was true, there is a place called Colorado, where you will, of course, be very glad to arrive, where the others wanted to go, and you will sit smug in the shade high up on a mountain, feeling the wind send shivers over your body, looking back at the great sickening swoop of the plane, and think it part of a grand design, satisfying, necessary, even beautiful. A poem by George Bradley, Leaving Kansas City, from his collection Terms to Be Met, published by Yale University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.